Country Bob FM.
Bob Almanac with a prize. It's kind of like a box of Cracker Jacks, a prize in the end. Coming up here on today's All Request Lunch Hour, Bob FM Almanac, all kinds of fun time, good stuff going on. Today is Thursday, October 10th, 283rd day of the year. We have 82 left to go. 1865, our patent of the day today. You know, we like our patents, and we try to have one, at least one every day.
Yes.
And today's is a John Wesley Hyatt, 1865, patented the billiard ball. Made from cellulose nitrate, also known as celluloid, Albany, New York. Before that, they had been using whatever they could find, which included dried up horses' apples and various other things. Whatever they could use for billiard balls, they would use them.
Is that what they're made? What are they made out of now?
Cellulose nitrate.
Still the same thing.
Probably the same thing.
Yeah.
Because once you find a good substance, why change it?
Right.
1935 on this date.
You can see the difference yourself. Ask your dealer for Dreft. Remember, you must be completely satisfied or return the box and get double your money back.
Double.
That's quite a guarantee. They must be very confident in their product. They're at Dreft.
We had Dreft.
Dreft. It's no all-temper cheer, but it's pretty good. It was the first synthetic detergent. It went on sale, and it was especially good, I guess, at cleaning dirty diapers.
Yes. Yep. That's what we had it for.
Is what I hear. That was the state. And Dreft is still being made today.
It is?
I think Procter & Gamble has it.
Wow.
Under their umbrella.
I got to go get some.
So that's 1933.
For my dirty diapers.
1962, the BBC banned the song Monster Mash. You know, those English, they're just a little too uptight. And
right.
This song was too macabre for them.
Sure.
Obviously. That was 1962. 1965, the Red Baron made his first appearance, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. The Bloody Red Baron, he was rolling up the score on this date. And the Peanuts comic strip got shot down by Snoopy eventually. That
right.
was 1965 and 66.
Get you all twisted and tangled, Mr. Twister. Spin the spinner and call the chops. Twister ties you up in a knot.
Some guy from here, from the Twin Cities, from Minnesota, invented Twister. Originally, it was called Pretzel.
Right foot blue.
Right foot blue.
Left hand red.
Left hand red.
And it was introduced on this date by Milton Bradley.
We had it.
And Neil, you know the story. It wasn't very popular.
Right.
Wasn't very popular. It was almost seen as risque.
Yep.
Until Johnny Carson played it with one of the Gabor sisters. Was it Ava or Zsa Zsa? I want to say Ava.
I want to say Ava.
That was this date, 1966. Twister was introduced 1973.
Good evening. At 5 minutes after 2 this afternoon, Vice President Agnew resigned. His one-sentence letter of resignation to the Secretary of State made Agnew the second man in history to quit the nation's second-highest office, but the first to do so under a cloud of scandal. Outside
bad decisions there by Spiro. Spiro, if you just would have paid your taxes, for crying out loud, you would have been president.
Right.
Right.
As it worked out.
As it worked out.
Yeah.
You know, with Watergate and everything, Nixon resigns. Agnew would have been president. Instead, we got Gerald Ford, which is I like Gerald Ford.
Yeah, no problem.
He's quite a character, and, you know, he's a great football player. But Spiro Agnew, you know, pay your taxes. Federal tax evasion was the issue with Spiro Agnew. This date, 1973. That's why everybody wants to see everybody's taxes again.
Right.
Everybody wants to see everybody's taxes because of Spiro Agnew, because he had tax evasion. And that might be something they can get a political person, an elected person.
Yeah, either a mobster or a political person.
Exactly. So that was 1973. Today we remember Orson Welles.
We will sell no wine before it's time.
But when it comes to drinking the wine, Orson, it doesn't matter what time it is.
Right. Any time of the day is good.
Any time. Orson Welles, he was only 70. He's a big fella.
He was.
And, of course, famous for one of the great films of all time, Citizen Kane, for Orson Welles. And quite a pitchman as well.
Right.
And a little bit of a diva. He died on this date, 1985. And then 4 years ago this date...
After more than 6 decades, Playboy will stop publishing images of nude women. Instead, it'll show intimate and provocative poses. The decision is part of a redesign of a magazine whose subscriber base has been tumbling.
A redesign that proved to be ill-advised.
Right.
They ended up going back to it maybe a year later.
Yeah, they scrapped that.
They chose poorly. And that was Estate 2015. It's birthday time now. And again, we have a quiz coming up. So listen for all and everything here.
Country music rose from the bottom up. From the songs Americans sang to themselves in farm fields and railroad yards to ease them through their labors. And songs they sang to each other on the porches and in the parlors of their homes.
Over.
Does that sound familiar?
Yeah, he did a nice job.
Peter Coyote, he does a whole heck of a lot of documentary voiceovers and narrating. He's done some acting as well, but I think he probably gets a lot of money from those narrations now.
Yeah,
and he was the man who did the Ken Burns. Yeah. The Ken Burns one. Peter Coyote. Did he have a brother named Wiley?
I believe.
A sister named Arizona. Cousin. There was a sister named Arizona, too, I think.
Yeah.
78 for him today, Peter Coyote.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination.
You know, Neil, the first time I saw you sing on stage, I knew you got some kind of a Ben Vereen quality.
Oh,
into your imagination.
So here's Ben Vereen. He's on the Muppets here, we'll and he would later, of course, do a haunting duet with Gonzo. Ben Vereen, 73. Happy birthday going out to him today. You know, another famous singer is on our list here today. This is the guy that had to go out and get paternity insurance. Remember?
Yes.
David Lee Roth from Van Halen.
Yes.
David Lee Roth from Van Halen. David Lee Roth.
No, I'm a seaside sitting just smoking and drinking a ringside. I'm down in the world. Down in the world. I got a drink in my hand. I got my toes in the sand. All I need is beautiful girl.
You put his singing and antics along with the guitar playing of Eddie Van Halen.
And you got magic.
Alex Van Halen on the Skins. It was magic. And he was a lead singer. Then he wasn't. Then he came back.
Yeah.
He is David Lee Roth. Happy birthday going out to him. He is 65 for David Lee Roth. Tanya Tucker is 61. We know what she sounds like. She might have her song during a Bobathon here. Tanya Tucker. She's been around so long, you'd think she's in her 70s, but she's only 61.
Yeah.
Only 61.
Started at 13.
Oh, my God. Godzilla.
Oh, my God, Godzilla. That's Bradley Whitford. He was in the Godzilla movie. He's 60 today. How about Julia Sweeney?
I can't talk about this anymore. I guess it's that time of the month.
Oh, okay.
Bills.
That's Pat. It's just Pat.
It's just Pat.
Julia Sweeney, a talented and funny lady from Saturday Night Live. 61 on our list.
Where the people are. I want to see them dancing, walking around on those, what do you call them? Oh, feet.
I'm pretty sure you have The Little Mermaid on Blu-ray, don't you?
Yes, who doesn't?
The Little Mermaid, the lady who was the Little Mermaid and sang and did all the voice work for that, Jodie Benson, is on our list. 58 today. Our rapper of the day is DJ Scribble. Doesn't have real good penmanship, apparently. DJ Scribble is 51. The Silver Fox.
I could be chased by five defensive linemen. It doesn't scare me, but when my daughter cries, it softens me up. And she said, Daddy, I wanted you to go back and win one more Super Bowl. And I said, why didn't you tell me that before?
Hey, came close. That was a magical year, 2009. That pass against the 49ers to Greg Lewis was outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
And although then we had 12 men in the huddle. That was unfortunate. And then a ball thrown across his body through the middle of the field. Unfortunate.
That was unfortunate.
But Brett Favre, and that was his introductory news conference where he wore his best. Remember, he wore his best kind of sweaty T-shirt and his golf hat that was really clean.
Right.
But he's Brett Favre. He can do whatever he wants. And Brett Favre somehow already is 50 today.
Wow.
One of the best to play that position, no doubt about it.
Dream on, Preppy. Because right now, I'm the king.
Over my dead body.
Oh, yeah. Zach and AC Slater. You know, Zach and AC, they got it going on there at Bayside.
Yeah. Right on.
And he was one of the kids at Bayside from the good old Saved by the Bell. Mario Lopez. He hosts something else. Was it like the X Factor or something?
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's what it was.
And was pretty good on Dancing with the Stars, too. You can see that in him. He was very good. And for you racing fans,
sure.
Dale Earnhardt Jr., 45.
Gone, but not forgotten today. Academy Award-winning actress Helen Hayes.
Are you frightened easily?
No.
I get nervous sometimes, but not as much as I used to. When you get older, there isn't a lot left to be frightened of.
You know what she should be frightened of is Dean Martin flying a plane.
Yeah. Airport she was in. She
we
was
can see how many empty bottles of booze are around the cockpit.
And the full ashtrays. The First Lady of American Theater, she was known. Helen Hayes, born on this day, 1900, from The Many Lives of Dobie Gillis, Florida Freebus, born on this day, 1909. What about Ivory Joe Hunter?
Since I met you, baby, my whole life has changed.
Big hit from the 50s.
Since I met you, baby.
Ivory Joe Hunter was born on this day, 1914. The guy who came up with all the referee signals for hockey,
that's hard you to know believe just all. One person.
Yeah, he
it's
worked
hard
at
to believe
it.
Just one person came up with those. But if it did, he's quite a hero.
He maybe got some help. Bill Chadwick is that Hockey Hall of Famer, 1915. And Richard Jekyll was in tons of shows and movies.
You know, the trouble with this country is that Lincoln died about 4 years too late. Good men killing each other off for what? So we could free the likes of him? Why, I killed better men than him during the war.
Murphy, I'm sure you killed a lot of men during the war, but none better than him.
And as for the trouble with this country, I'm looking at it right now.
You tell him, Charles. That's another Little House on the Prairie feature here on the Bob Almanac. You get a lot of those.
We get a lot of those, and it's not all bad. Richard Jekyll, great character actor in
now
tons
you
of
know,
shows.
You know from Gunsmoke and Bonanza, there are on those shows actors that play multiple characters the show's run. He had a couple. He was the blacksmith the one time who was a rapist in a mask in a very special two-part episode that involved Sylvia and Albert. And then he was that guy there. And so many of those actors.
Yeah.
Victor French might be one of the greatest of all time.
Absolutely.
Although on Little House on the Prairie, he was Mr. Edwards and only Mr.
And
Edwards.
Yeah.
Keep that in mind.
In Gunsmoke, he played about 18 different characters. Richard Jekyll, 1926. That's enough. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, it's time for the Bob Almanac quiz. We're giving away two pairs of tickets to the Big Highway Men tribute show coming to the Medina. It is this Saturday. Ben Vereen is 73. He was on The Muppet Show. I said that a haunting duet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the song they did was Reunited. And it feels so good. Ben Vereen sang with whom?
Mm-hmm.
Which of the Muppets did Ben Vereen sing with on that particular? It wasn't the clip that we used.
No.
It would have been later on in the show, and I didn't have access to that particular clip or didn't have time to dig that one up. But Ben Vereen, who did he sing with later on? A haunting duet of Reunited. 763-450-0100. First two callers that call in with the correct answer. All you need to do is have that answer, and please don't call in and say Pee-wee Herman like yesterday.
Everybody did yesterday.
Everybody loves Pee-wee Herman, even though I think they've forgiven him for what he did in that theater.
Right.
So he stole popcorn. Wasn't that what he did?
Well, kind of.
He stole popcorn and some...
He had his hands where he shouldn't have.
So 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. And again, it's the Highwaymen Tribute Show. When, Neil?
This Saturday, Medina Entertainment Center.
Nothing but music for the next hour or so because it's a Bobathon and it's a no-repeat workday. Would you like to start it out with Randy Travis, If I Didn't Have You, Alan Jackson, Where I Come From, or Tanya Tucker doing the Pecos Promenade?
You know we got to go with Tanya.
KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1, Albany St. Cloud, KBGY, Faribault, KLCIO.